Welcome back. Our next speaker is Kelly Billings Ray. Kelly is a division chief of the Environmental Protection Division of the Office of Attorney General, and that division represents several agencies in litigation and appellate matters, including the Public Utility Commission, the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, Texas Parks and Wildlife, the General Land Office, the Railroad Commission. And Kelly graduated from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs, and she received her law degree from St. Mary's University. Please welcome Kelly Billings Ray.
Hello, everyone. Well, it's always fun to get to speak with so many familiar faces and friends. So I'm excited to be talking about this topic. I have the coveted after-lunch, you know, spot that everyone is sort of sleepy and in and out and stuff. But I'm excited to talk to you about this topic. So let's jump in. We're going to talk about the new 15th Court of Appeals. So what are we going to specifically cover today is, first, we're going to talk about what changes were made to the statute and what those changes mean for you as an administrative law practitioner. And then next, we're going to talk a hot off the presses case update from the Texas Supreme Court that addresses this very topic. And so let's jump in. So I always feel like a good place to start on a topic is to give you a little bit of history on something to level set you on how we got where we are. And so I'd like to take a few minutes to do that. So prior to 2023, in Texas, we had 14 intermediate appellate courts, meaning, you know, your courts of appeal. And those courts had jurisdiction, both civil and criminal jurisdiction, and they heard appeals from district and county courts. Each of those courts was presided over by a chief justice and at least two other justices. But if you didn't know, the specific number of justices that sit on any court of appeals is set by statute, and it can range anywhere from 3 to 13 justices. So in 2023, it is statewide, we had 80 justices that were authorized by the courts. And of course, appeals in the Court of Appeals are usually heard by a panel of 3 justices, unless those appeals are en banc, which means the entire court is listening to your argument and deciding. And the Texas Supreme Court can transfer cases between those 14 courts to obtain a more equal distribution of cases. Previously to 2023, the Third Court of Appeals, in essence, exercised statewide jurisdiction over many appeals because the cases address state interests. And because regardless of geography, most of the suits, and I'm talking about suits filed under the Administrative Procedure Act, challenges to agency rules and things, those are all required to be filed in Travis County District Court. And under the Government Code, Section 22.201D, it provides that the Third Court of Appeals would have jurisdiction over cases from Travis County. And so what that meant was the Third Court of Appeals addressed almost all of our state cases. Now, you know, the question of, you know, this idea of a 15th court, this last session, the 88th session, was not the first time that the legislature considered that. They actually considered it on 4 previous occasions, 2015, 2017, 2019, and 2021. And on each of those occasions, either the bill failed to make it out of committee or it didn't make it out of the House. And so then came the 88th legislature. And the legislature concluded there that statewide jurisdiction should not be vested in an appellate court that's elected by only a portion of the state,